audio recordings from Sri Ramanashramam. Graham Boyd of Scarborough, England, is presently on a three-month visit to Sri Ramanashramam. He took a professional quality digital recording system with him. His plans were to record all the Tamil Parayanas that are regularly sung in the Samadhi Hall, produce CDs and audio cassettes, and make them available to devotees. We are happy to hear that this project has been taken up with great enthusiasm by the president of Sri Ramanashramam and resident devotees, and also that the scope of recordings has expanded considerably. Below is a recent report written by J. J. Raman and emailed to Arunachala Ashrama in New York. It is heartening to know that J. J. Raman, a long-time resident devotee, gifted singer and Tamil scholar, is taking a leading role in this project. J. J. Raman writes, "Bhagavan's will is silent, sure, steady, and sudden, like the dropping of ripened fruit detached from the branch. In you, Graham's sankalpa of making a CD, and then yours of having me included for reasons you have stated, and the further sankalpa of recording JJ himself and Dr. Lingeshwar Rao as all part of the ripening process. The choice of the words under the guidance of Kunja Swami, JJ Raman was able to resurrect the melodies these were originally sung in is very accurate. Melody means bhava, feeling, raga, tune, and thala, meter. When the Tamil Parayanas were restarted in late 1980s, those who took it up ambitiously were indeed directed by Kunja Swami to listen to my recitation in front of him. How could learning occur without the attitude of a learner? Over the years, the Parayana has strayed away from the meter in which Bhagavan intended them to be recited. Some exceptions like Ashtakam and Upadesasaram have very obvious meter and so don't get easily tainted. In this connection, you may like to read Day by Day with Bhagavan, 14th April 1946, as to how intensely Bhagavan felt about non-observance of meter during Parayana. Your letter from Dennis to me through Graham and your email here to him listing the JJ Ella recordings and the following paragraph ought also to have been addressed to the president. This would have forcefully placed the whole story in proper perspective coming from you. So I had them shown to the president since I didn't see how I could play any useful role without the force of his sanction and trust. In preparation for the recordings, the new Parayana practice group consists of 8 women and 8 men, the primary criterion for selection being familiarity with words, regularity of attendance at the daily shrine Parayanas, and musical ability. Considering the free for all that Bhagavan always allowed in the light of the day by day referred above, shall I say suffered? This is perhaps as it should be. Graham must finish recordings by mid-March, whereas the chosen group, if they wished to perfect their renditions, would take 2-3 months for the Vembas and longer for Navamanimale, Padikam and Pappadam and Sankara tidbits, the latter requiring a more developed sense of timing. Graham, of course, confesses he is satisfied as long as the group come in for their lines together and or in tune. So after the first week of 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. practice, I decided on a level of correction merely to ensure that the group came in together at the start of each line and in tune. Then Graham commented that the 4 days of Venba Parayanas, Tuesday to Friday, were too monotonous. Suggestions were made for changing the tune and slowing the pace of the 40 verses on reality. Since I saw that a change was being asked for, I took the position that it shall be a complete change to the way it was intended to be recited. So, 40 verses and supplement are now going to be heard in meter, but without change of tune, since the president felt that the original should be kept. I need hardly add that LR and myself and all of you there like the grand dignity of its tune, which incidentally LR pointed out is the tune for Durga's famous Aigiri Nandini. I had told Graham how chanted in meter these poems would be hypnotic. I have no doubt that the group will experience it when they get fully into the 40 verses and supplement. Today, I showed it to them in its final form, dropping metrical gaps in between lines, and they are taking it like ducks to water. Sanskrit recordings of Bhagavan's works, etc. Now, to Ligeshwar Rao and myself, we practice mornings and record, when possible, 10 p.m., 12 p.m. Bhagavan led us steadily from the Samadhi Hall to the new hall and finally to the old hall, where the acoustics are perfect. We have completed all Sanskrit requests except Lalita Sahasranamo. We have added to your list all Sanskrit verses, 26, I think, in 40 verses supplement, and Arunachala Mahatmyam, as chosen by Bhagavan. We did his 42 from Bhagavad Gita also. Your list does not include Ramana Gita, if you wish, and in case that is time towards the end, we will do this. You have also not included Bhagavan's Malayalam 40 verses supplement, Upadesa Saram and Bhagavad Gita. We have taken care to do all Sanskrit in those ragas received through Swami Avadhutendra, Hariram Master, and some others. Here and there, finer nuances are incorporated for research and discovery by future generations. The Thala symbols are used throughout. President Ramanan and Sri K. Natesan, upon hearing Chaturimsat, 40 verses in praise of Sri Ramana by Ganapati Muni, said they were in bliss. I would recommend adding the Tambura drone to all these Sanskrit recordings. I am not aware of poems of Anushtub Gita meter and other meters being sung with Thala. They sound very captivating. I have already suggested to the president and to Graham. He is not pleased, as he would have to return lugging all that recording equipment again, that he ought to plan a second trip, say 1999, for a more polished and authentic group Paraina recording. Also, I would like to suggest the proposition of making a CD with a mix of performances, as for example, some from LR and my Sanskrit recording, some of Ravi and Sridhar, some of the group Paraina, some from my Tamil Paraina. That is a rendering of the Aksharamanamale in 9 ragas, 12 verses per page, designed by Ramani Ammar and recorded by the president with Srimati Susila and myself, which is quite popular. Also, some of the Banavasi's songs, which the ladies group sing very well. A mix of these would make a great product. Give it some thought. It has been a great joy for LR and myself, despite a crippling schedule and pushing my vocal cards for 6 to 8 hours every day doing the Sanskrit recordings alongside other Parayana practices and duties. I am sure the remaining two projects, Group Parayana and the solos, would also come out fine in the ever-present grace. I can't help recalling Arunachal Bhakta Bhagavat's prayer when I was there in 92, that Bhagavan's gift to me should be shared with all. Maybe it's happening. Lastly, Graham Boyd writes, my friends Jack and Veramuthen bought the new JVC digital video camera and have been taking films of the mountain, ashram, etc. It is a brilliant camera with pristine colors and ultra-sharp images. We are going to make a video of the ashram and the local shrines, etc. Plus a video pradakshina of Arunachala to accompany the latter. We are recording a 1 hour version of Acharamanamale. This 1 hour version will be the soundtrack of the VHS tape version of the pradakshina. There will also be a 30 minute video CD with the shorter version of the song, 30 minutes of film and 30 minutes of song can fit on a CD. This year might bear some very useful fruit for overseas devotees, as everything seems to have its own momentum.